What happens to my money? When you're admitted to prison, your money is lodged in an account in the general office. Friends and family members can put money into this account for you and they will be given a receipt. If you do not spend all your money in prison, you will get it back when you are released. You may send money to your family with the permission of the governor. Physical conditions. Will I be given toiletries? Yes, your class officer will provide items such as soap, sanitary towels, toothpaste, a toothbrush and razors. Throughout your time in prison, you will be given, free of charge, the items needed for good health and hygiene, cleanliness. What can I expect my cell to be like? All prison cells or rooms should be fitted with the necessary furnishings. They should be well ventilated, well lit and warm enough. When you arrive in prison, you will be given adequate bedding, usually a blanket, sheets and a pillow. Every prisoner should have at least a mattress, if not a bed, to sleep on. If possible, toilets and washing facilities will be in the cell or room. If this isn't the case, you should have reasonable access to toilets and washing facilities outside the cell. Can I have a cell on my own? Generally, no. If possible, prisoners should have individual cells to sleep in, but overcrowding in Irish prisons means that not many prisoners have single cells, but instead usually share with one or two others. The Minister for Justice has the power to specify the maximum number of people who may be put in a cell. The Inspector of Prisons says that prisoners should not be put in safety observation cells used for medical reasons or close supervision cells used for disciplinary reasons for everyday accommodation, but as this is not the law, this sometimes happens. Sometimes prisoners could be held for a short time in a place other than a cell, for example, an office, recreation area or lobby. If the governor decides that exceptional circumstances, such as extreme overcrowding, justify it. The governor must notify the minister if circumstances mean you are to be accommodated in a place other than a cell for a period of more than 24 hours. Am I responsible for cleaning my cell? Yes, all prisoners must keep their cell clean and tidy. Prisoners should have access to a toilet and sink in their cells if possible. Usually each prisoner is allowed to wash every day and showers are usually taken once a week. Prison food. What kind of food can I expect in prison? You should receive a balanced diet with food that is nutritious and somewhat varied each day. If you are a member of a particular religion or culture, for example a Muslim who requires a halal diet, a Jewish person who requires a kosher diet, or a Hindu who is a strict vegetarian, the governor will try, as far as possible, to respect the dietary practices of your religion or culture. If you are suffering from a medical condition or being treated for one, the doctor can recommend that your diet be adjusted or changed if it affects your condition. You should have access to enough clean drinking water every day. Cigarettes, alcohol and drugs. Am I allowed to smoke in prison? Prisoners do not have a right to smoke in prison. However, you may smoke in prison with the permission of the governor. You must ask for permission to smoke in your cell or in other parts of the prison. Smoking is only allowed in certain areas in prison, including your cell and outside areas. Am I allowed to use illegal drugs in prison? No, you may not have, and no member of the prison staff should provide you with, any controlled drug or medicine unless you have a valid prescription from a doctor, a psychiatrist or dentist. You might have to give a hair, urine or saliva sample for the purpose of detecting the presence or use of alcohol or any controlled drug or any medicinal product other than one prescribed by a prison doctor, psychiatrist or dentist. You might also be randomly searched after a visit, even if you are not a known drug user. This is because you could be put under pressure to bring drugs into the prison for other prisoners. Should you wish to stop smoking, or if you have a drink or drug addiction problem, you should discuss this with the staff. They will be able to advise you about appropriate services or give you information about counselling available in your prison. Education, training and services. What do I do during the day? The prison regime means the range of educational, training, recreational and sporting activities available to prisoners outside their cells. You should be allowed as much time as possible out of your cell each day where you can mix with other prisoners. You should be able to take part in what the Irish Prison Service, the IPS, calls authorised structured activities. This includes work, training, education or taking part in programmes designed to reduce offending and help you to prepare for going back into society. Where possible, you should get involved in these activities for at least 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Working in the prison might mean doing jobs to keep the prison running smoothly. These jobs might include cleaning or painting of landings or yards or other parts of the prison. You do not have to participate in work if the prison doctor certifies in writing that you are unfit to work due to health reasons or due to age or disability. How much can I exercise in prison? By law, you have the right to at least 1 hour of recreation or outdoor activity every day, such as walking around the yard. Also, where possible, you should have access to suitable indoor space and equipment for recreation, exercise and training. You will not have to take part in exercise or training if a prison doctor certifies in writing that you are unfit due to ill health or age. The governor should provide remedial physical education or therapy to you if the prison doctor certifies that it is necessary. Can I access education and training in prison? Yes, you should be able to access education programs to suit you in prison. All prisons in Ireland have a duty to provide education and training facilities so that prisoners can serve their sentence in the most useful way possible. Every prisoner should be allowed to access education facilities in the prison where they are serving their sentence. A wide range of educational resources should be available to you while you are in prison. Shortly after committal, you should meet with the head teacher to talk about your options for education and work training. Classes are available in subjects such as English, Irish, maths, computers, art, music, woodcraft, personal development, parenting and nutrition. Specific pre-release courses may be available, including professional development and career guidance. You can study some subjects at Junior Cert and Leaving Cert level, and you may even move on to third level courses. Taking part in prison education can help you to pass the time and also help you to develop as a person. If I have problems reading and writing, can I take classes to improve these skills? Yes, if you feel you need help with basic reading and writing skills, the education and prison staff should help you to take part in literacy and numeracy education programs. You should be encouraged by all staff to take on some educational activities while you are in prison. Can I use the library? Yes, a library and information centre should be provided in every prison. Prisoners should have regular access to a wide range of information. You should be able to use the library service at your prison at least once a week. Staff in the education unit and library of the prison should treat you with the same respect and dignity as if you were a student in an outside educational facility or library.